All right, let me turn on over to the Right Side Way monologue, and I gotta open my comments for the day by saying that sometimes the American dream involves amazing patience. Just patience. I mean, like, literally patience. Take a deep breath. There's no free lunch. The best things in life are worth getting sweaty and dirty and taking risks for, right? And oftentimes those best things in life involve one of the least comfortable fruits of the spirit, patience. So patience is tough. I mean, patience is deferred gratification. Patience is getting there eventually, but making yourself enjoy the ride and stay on mission, even when your selfish nature says it just ain't worth it anymore. I remember once at Army Ranger School, going out on a night ambush patrol. Night ambushes were the worst, as we struggled with sleep deprivation and hunger. And, oh, by the way, I went in the wintertime, so I was a winter ranger. So imagine being cold, wet, and hungry, and immensely sleepy, and then having to lay down on the ground quietly for hours and hope you don't miss the enemy patrol walking by. People falling asleep left and right was just like common. Well, on one occasion, I lucked out. When I opened my MRE, which we hardly ever got to eat, but when I had opened mine, like the day before, I got the old-fashioned caramels that used to be in the MREs. They were the square caramels in a stack of six of them, wrapped in clear, crinkly cellophane, and then each one of them was individually wrapped in their own clear cellophane. Look, I was so hungry, but I was patient. I made myself wait, which is impossible at Ranger School usually. Usually, you wanted to eat right then because it's all you could. But you see, I was supposed to trigger the ambush that night with a Claymore mine. And I knew if I fell asleep, which everyone did at some point, the ambush would miss out and the patrol would fail. So I kept those caramels. And that night, we laid up in a linear ambush on a trail in the Florida swamps. And I ever so slowly, ever so carefully, one at a time, bit by bit, opened those caramels. I mean, sound carries at night. So the patience factor was huge. You know what I was doing? I was keeping myself awake. I wouldn't let myself eat a single one of them until they were all opened. I took over 5 minutes per caramel to get them opened without making noise, and I lined them up in the moonlight on the barrel of my M16 rifle. In the moonlight through the trees, I could see them, and I waited, and I waited, and nobody heard the crinkles, not one. 40 minutes later, this bony ranger started enjoying those caramels, and man, I'll tell you what, right after I was done, we saw the enemy patrol. I was wide awake from sugar and patience. I hit the clacker on the claymore. The ambush went off without a hitch. Perfect. Patience paid off. So laugh if you want to, but it's still one of my best personal analogies for patience. But yeah, I do these monologues every day, right? They're usually my thoughts and beliefs around some form of service or politics or some point of cultural impact, but today, in the theme of patience, I want to do more than just tell my personal stories. I mean, I could sit here all day and talk about raising my kids or going to war or building a media company, but every so often, I've decided that I've just got to tell somebody else's story. To me, the most powerful stories in the world are the true testimonies of men and women who have strived and lived hard and overcome obstacles and made sacrifices, sometimes exhibiting amazing patience, especially on things like God and country. So in today's disruptive culture wars, we're constantly being assaulted by beta males and deviants who live in a narcissistic swirl, right? But these people, they aren't the norm. Those people aren't the salt of the earth. No one turns to people like that for help in a crisis. No one looks to them for leadership or compassion or role modeling. They have no patience. See, the progressive left, they desperately want immediate gratification. They want what they want when they want it. Impatient leftists, those are the weak and the feeble who are the actual outliers in our society. I believe that we are living in a time in which there is a war on hard work and patience. But it's a war that we can easily win because there are still real men out there. Men who love their families, men who work hard, live hard, play hard, raise their kids, men who teach their boys how to roughhouse, men who salute the flag and sit tall in the saddle. And men like that are really more the norm than the gender-fluid beta males that get all the clicks on TikTok. So yes, I am inspired by the true stories of men, real men, who defy odds and exhibit great patience as they pursue their goals. Well, recently in that vein, I became aware of a man that has a story that's the stuff of legend. I don't know why there hasn't been a movie made about him yet. So let me take a few minutes and tell you about a guy who literally sat tall in the saddle as a cowboy. The guy I'm talking about, his name is Chad Hennings. So Hennings grew up in Elberon, Iowa. He was born into a farm family. He would sometimes spend 12 hours a day helping his dad and his granddad raise corn and run a feedlot for the cattle. He says he learned his work ethic from watching his father and grandfather and his older brother. And by his senior year in high school, Chad Hennings was also an all-state in football. And he was also the state heavyweight wrestling champion, which, by the way, is not hard to believe since he was 6'6", 290 pounds. So he wound up being a five-star recruit with a college scholarship, had offers from all over, but he also had this real sense of service and duty, and so he chose instead to take an appointment to the Air Force Academy. Chad Hennings, he was a competitor. By his sophomore year, he was helping lead Air Force to a number five in the nation streak. In his senior year, he led the nation in sacks. He won the Outland Trophy as the best interior lineman in the country. In 1988, Hennings graduated from the Air Force Academy, and he was commissioned as a second lieutenant in the U.S. Air Force. But also, as soon as he graduated, he was drafted in the 11th round by the Dallas Cowboys. Huh, what do you do? There's the goal. He exhibited great patience. He chose to defer on the NFL and go fulfill his duties and obligations as an Air Force officer. The Cowboys would have to wait. Hennings really didn't know if he'd ever play again, to be honest, but he kept working as if he would. Hennings' scores were high enough to make it into the pilot program for the Air Force, but his dramatic size meant that he would have to have a height-weight waiver, and there's only three aircrafts in the Air Force inventory that a guy as big as Hennings could fly. So he made it, though, and he chose to be an A-10 Thunderbolt pilot. And y'all, I'm going to tell you right now, as a ground pounder myself, the A-10 is a beautiful aircraft. It's somewhat ungainly in view to some others next to the sexy planes like the F-16s and the F-22s. And its nickname is the Warthog. It's designed for close air support for ground troops. But it was exactly a good fit, a perfect fit, a patient fit for Chad Hennings. He said the life of hard work and competition he'd grown up in just continued as an Air Force pilot. He was a member of the 92nd Tactical Fighter Squadron. Hennings didn't touch a football for years. But he was patient, and he continued to work out hard. And I mean like work out hard. He became known for his workouts. But he also flew 45 combat sorties in the Persian Gulf War over Iraq. In 1992, Hennings retired from active duty as a decorated pilot with the rank of captain. And then he called the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys were pretty hesitant. I mean, he was already an old guy now. He's been several years away from even touching a football. But they let him come to tryouts. He made the team, but Coach Jimmy Johnson was thinking about cutting him. And then Coach saw one of his monster workouts. Chad Hennings in the gym was a sight to behold. Hennings stayed. He'd been patient. He worked the issue. And within 6 months of leaving active duty, Hennings put down his flight helmet and picked up a football helmet on a team filled with legends like Emmitt Smith and Michael Irvin and Leon Lett. He started off on special teams, but he kept working and grinding until he earned his way into the starting lineup on the defensive line. To make things even more surreal, Hennings flew his last combat mission and played his first Super Bowl in the same year. I say first Super Bowl because Hennings went on to become a three-time Super Bowl champion. He retired after 8 years in the NFL, of which all were with the Cowboys. In 2006, he was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. There might not be any other man in the world that can put on his resume on LinkedIn and have it say three-time Super Bowl champion fighter pilot. But in spite of all the accolades, accomplishments, the awards, Hennings is also quick to point out that his faith in God is what drives him. He's a man who has been given incredible talent. He's been given incredible opportunity. He's also a man who sees more value in what the world doesn't see. He's a solid example to his kids, a loving husband to his wife. He's been fixing his eyes on his goals and working with patience to get there his entire life. Today, Hennings and his wife live in Texas. He's a businessman. He's also the founder of Wingmen Ministries, an organization that encourages discipleship and mentorship for men. Look, don't tell me that the impatient gender-fluid beta male is the wave of the future. Not a chance. America's filled up with men who find their goals, defer their personal gratification, and work with great patience to go the extra mile. They might not all be fighter pilots with three Super Bowl rings, but on the inside they are. Sitting tall in the saddle, that's really the state of mind. Manliness, it's still okay. I'm saying be patient. The American dream requires it. Be patient and work your tails off. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, Chad Hennings, go look him up. Can you imagine? 6'6", 290-pound fighter pilot. I mean, the plane had to have extra fuel to get him off the ground, I would say. Nonetheless, he did what he did, but he kept his dream alive. He stayed patient, and he worked it. And he wound up having a major career in the NFL, too. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.